Mini episode 859 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 859. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with part two of our season three review of Better Call Saul. Today we're examining the journeys of the major characters of the show who we define as Mike, Chuck, Kim, and Jimmy. We covered some of the minor characters, Hector, Gus, Nacho, and Howard, in part one. Let's start this with Mike. In a show that has been increasingly bifurcated since the start of season two, the man who will become the cleaner anchors the half of the show dealing with the cartel origin story. Mike began the season on a path to Gus as he was attempting to find out who dissuaded him from killing Hector. It was very satisfying on a creative level to see Mike and Gus build their mutual respect, and also to see Gus and Lydia working together, since they never shared screen time on Breaking Bad. By the end of the season, with Mike realizing that he can't spend or give to his granddaughter unlaundered drug money, necessity was binding him even closer to Gus, and season four will clearly exacerbate that trend. It was definitely fun to see Mike interact with Chuck as their very different worlds collided briefly. That will be the first and last time that happens, and Chuck was almost certainly incinerated in a fire of his own making as his descent into madness became complete by season's end. The older McGill brother went through one of the most intriguing single-season journeys in TV history, especially if we limit our examination to cable series with 13 episodes per season or less. All the way up to Jimmy's hearing before the bar, which served as a sort of mid-season finale, Chuck was on a single-minded path of vengeance, seeking to wipe out his little brother's law career once and for all. Then, after suffering his ultimate humiliation of having his disease publicly exposed as psychosomatic, he actually became, briefly, a sympathetic figure as he put all of his energy into fighting back to recapture his old life and career. But then, when Jimmy decided to take Chuck down with him on the malpractice insurance angle, and the show left it frustratingly vague on whether Howard and Chuck knew that Jimmy dropped a dime on his big brother, Chuck spiraled anew, first lashing out at the insurance agents, and then Howard when the acting boss of HHM decided that enough was enough. His final exit off this dusty, rotating sphere was as ugly as it gets, suing HHM, collecting his hollow settlement quote-unquote victory, spitting in his brother's face one last time, and then destroying his home in search of phantom electricity when his condition returned and then setting his funeral pyre. His ugly legacy will be helping to drive Jimmy to become the hollowed-out Saul Goodman. Unfortunately, the other catalyst in the equation of Jimmy's transformation will almost certainly be Kim, and it was rough to see her lose faith in him in the latter days of Season 3 before her accident. Prior to that, she'd always walked the knife edge of being drawn to Jimmy somewhat, believing that he did have a heart of gold deep down. In the period leading up to his bar hearing, she did an unbelievable job of submerging her disapproval of Jimmy's baser tendencies, even as she never condoned how he got the Mesa Verde account back for her. If Jimmy and Howard do indeed go to war over the fate of the remaining $6 million owed to Chuck's estate, as we speculated in part one of our season review, Howard may yet resort to something that we'd speculated on going into the season finale, luring Kim and the Mesa Verde account back to HHM with the promise of a partnership. A development like that could well provide their final split and leave Jimmy no reason not to embrace his greasy future persona in full. Speaking of Jimmy, it's a testament to the slow burn nature of this program that it seems noteworthy that Jimmy first used the name Saul Goodman as an alter ego this season and that his ugly personal traits that came out later in the season were of a proto-Saul nature. For all we knew heading into this prequel, Jimmy was going to make the transformation fully in season one, but the journey has been much slower and very rewarding. With a permanent break with Chuck behind him and another one potentially looming with Kim, the change is going to seem much more earned, although very heartbreaking once it finally does take effect. Such are the trade-offs with great TV programs like this one, and here's hoping that Season 4 comes back our way as soon as possible. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IAmBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.